Hi there. Welcome to Laughter and Libations. I'm Chanel, and this is podcast episode number 63. This episode is Laughing Matters. It's the end of the month episode for May. This means it's time to celebrate, mix up the libation of the month, rant about random things that I find funny, and wrap up with answers to questions received throughout the month from listeners like you. You know what time it is. It's time to take a few moments to reflect on all of the experiences you've had this month. Try to identify a few things that you feel good about. Things that made you smile. Things that made you laugh. Things that made you feel joyful. Things that made you feel hopeful. How about something that made you feel valued? I want you to identify at least three things, small things, big things, something in between. It doesn't matter as long as it's something that had a positive effect. However you define that, whatever that means to you, take a few moments right now, wherever you are, and allow yourself to relive those moments. Celebrate those moments. May has been full of fellowship for me, and I'm celebrating all of those experiences. I traveled to Cabo with family. Not only did I enjoy the people, the place, the sun, food, and libations, of course, I practiced speaking and writing Spanish every chance I could. I think I pushed myself to the limit. I learned a lot by trying and by making mistakes. I visited the High Museum of Art for jazz night with a friend. I hadn't been inside a museum in over 3 years. I love seeing art in open spaces, and the music was a bonus. One of my closest friends surprised me with a visit, and it was made possible by one of her daughters. We hadn't seen each other in a very long time. It was so much fun for us to just be in the same space together for a couple of days. We packed a lot in our short time together. We even experienced our first ride on a scooter at Piedmont Park. It was definitely a memorable time. I wrapped up the month with a visit to my parents' home in Cartersville, Georgia. I had a chance to listen to my dad practice a new song on the piano. He probably didn't even know I was paying attention. I was. I find it very inspiring to watch my dad continue to teach himself new things. I also had a little tea party with my mom. We wore our kimonos and made vegan cucumber sandwiches for the occasion. My mom influenced my approach to tea a long time ago. She explained that her mood dictates which teacup she uses. That made so much sense to me, and I adopted the same ritual. And in case you're wondering, the vegan cucumber sandwiches were delicious. Even my dad liked them, and that was an unexpected delight. See how I relived those moments? I'm celebrating those moments when I share them with you. We do this together at the end of every month, and I look forward to it every single time. This exercise challenges me just as much as it probably challenges you. I do the same thing I ask you to do. I take inventory of my life experiences for the month, and I intentionally look at all that I can celebrate. I share a small piece of what I discover. I'm surprised each time. There's always more than I expect. There's always more in my life that I can celebrate. When we tap into that celebratory spirit, it can bring on feelings of lightness, openness, expansiveness, gratitude, and joy. The libation of the month is a limoncello spritzer. I tried to make a wine spritzer about a year ago, and it did not go well. I didn't particularly enjoy it. Adding ice or any kind of water to a great wine didn't appeal to me. That was then, this is now, and I think this spritzer works for me. You don't even need a shaker or mixing glass. You can use a large wine glass. Just grab your favorite large wine glass and let's get to it. You need 5 ingredients. Limoncello, sparkling white wine. I'm not going to tell you which one to use. It's up to you. It depends on how sweet or not sweet you like your libation. So you can choose anything from a Prosecco, a Moscato, champagne if you like. It's your choice. The third ingredient is club soda. And then you also need lemon and fresh mint for garnish. You know I like to garnish, and I love to use a fresh lemon, fresh mint. It took everything for me not to add fresh lime. Lime will be saved for another day. The recipe is simple. Think 3-2-1. 3 parts sparkling white wine, 2 parts limoncello, 1 part club soda. Since I have a really big wine glass, I'm going with 3 ounces of sparkling white wine, 2 ounces of limoncello, and 1 ounce of club soda. Grab your glass and add your ice first. And if you got fancy ice, that's even better. First, add your limoncello. I'm adding 2 ounces of limoncello, followed by 3 ounces of my sparkling white wine, and I'm using Prosecco. I have to get it out of the refrigerator. Okay, here we go. And then I'm topping with 1 ounce of club soda. Next, I'm garnishing with a slice of lemon and a sprig of mint. You know how I love mint. I struggle not to use mint at this time of the year. It's so pretty and aromatic. I love it. It mixes great in the glass, and hey, it looks like a glass of sparkling lemonade. Let's taste. You know I'm going to say it's very light because it is very light. It's tasty. Since I used Prosecco, it's slightly sweet, but not too sweet. Try it and let me know what you think. Cheers. It's time for rants. And I originally had 3 to share with you. But I've changed my mind. Since last week happened, I now have 1. And if you're traveling to Atlanta for a vacation and have an interest in staying in Midtown, you need to hear this before you decide where to stay. If you live in Atlanta and want to have a little vacation right here at home in Midtown, you definitely want to hear this before you decide where to stay. Midtown Atlanta is a popular location. I like it a lot. There's the High Museum of Art, the Woodruff Arts Center, the Atlanta Botanical Garden, Piedmont Park. There are a lot of attractions in the area, including Colony Square. If you check out the website for Colony Square, you'll see that it's described as a foodie haven, a shopping mecca, and an event destination. The site says it's open, walkable, and full of green space. Based on my experience there, I'd say these things are true. It's very appealing. And when you're looking for a hotel nearby, you'll probably consider staying at the Starling Atlanta Midtown Curio Collection by Hilton. It's a great location. You can't deny that. It connects to Colony Square. It's in the heart of Midtown. On the surface, It seems perfect. Yes, well, all that glitters definitely isn't gold, or even tolerable in this case. Remember the surprise visit I mentioned as part of the celebrations? I told you all the good stuff. Now, let me tell you everything else. I reserved a room at the Starling for the visit. The property used to be a W Hotel. I didn't think much more about it. I figured, hey, it was a W Hotel. It's probably okay. And it's only for 2 nights. We won't be spending a great deal of time in the room anyway. I was confident that our stay would be fine. I wasn't worried at all. I should have known we were in trouble when I realized there was no soap of any kind in the room. It was odd. Yet, it was something that's easily addressed. We were headed out anyway. We made a quick stop at the front desk, requested the soap, and headed out for food and a bit of fun. By the time we returned, we were tired. All we wanted to do was shower and get to bed. We had plans for the next day that included lounging at the pool and skating at the park. We rode the elevator up with no cares, just chatting and laughing. In the room, I decided I wanted to shower last. I needed to get organized. And while I'm getting myself together, my friend goes to the bathroom to shower and her daughter lounges on one of the queen beds. The situation goes from wind down to what in the world in minutes. I'm still getting myself together when my friend yells that the shower nozzle is broken. And I know it's bad because I can hear that something loud has just fallen into the tub and on the floor. And before I can go into the bathroom to see what in the world is happening, her daughter rolls over and gets up only to have the bed break in half. I am serious. I am not making this up. I wish I was, but I am not. It was a platform bed and the foundation just breaks as she's getting up. I freeze. And then I laugh because it's like a scene out of a movie. I'm thinking, I can't believe the shower nozzle broke. I can't believe this bed just broke right in front of my eyes. You had to be there to see it. It was crazy. Can you imagine this happening? After we get over the shock, we quickly pack up because we know we're not staying in the room. We hadn't had time to really unpack much, so it was a very quick process. We pack up. We head downstairs to the front desk, and as we're exiting the elevator, we run into one of the managers. We explain the situation, and he sends us to the front desk for help. You tell a hotel manager that the shower and bed are both broken in the room, and there's no concern expressed and no effort to help address the issues. The matter is referred to the front desk. Apparently, the manager didn't have interest or time. We know we're in trouble, but we've just got to press forward. It's almost midnight. We're standing at the front desk, describing the problems again. We're essentially told our story needs to be confirmed. It was crazy. Who would be at the front desk at midnight making up a story like this? Okay, let's move past that. We go through the process. We have someone escort us to the room to confirm our story, to confirm that indeed the bed is broken, the shower's not working. Of course, the problems were easily seen, and we are eventually assigned another room. I'm thinking everything's going to be okay. It's crazy, a little crazy. I'm tired and I just want to get to the second room. Honestly, I can't tell you what was wrong in that room. I do remember being so tired and so frustrated that we find ourselves back at the front desk, and this time I have about a very thin thread of patience left. It's well after midnight, and we're still not settled in an acceptable room. A third room is finally located. Can you believe that? Room number 3. We're told it's a different layout. It's an upgrade at no charge. Okay, sure. I guess I don't understand what an upgrade is, because we walk into room number 3 and it's exactly like the other two rooms, except the shower does work and the beds do seem to be okay. At this point, it's almost 1 a.m. We call it. We make the best of it. We lay down and get some sleep. No one ever contacted us to apologize for the inconvenience. No one called the room to check to see if all was well. And I understood why later, because the phone in the room wasn't working. I promise I'm not making this up. I cannot make this kind of story up. I did receive one of those automated text messages asking me how my stay at the hotel was going and requesting that I rate my experience. I responded to the text with a description of everything that happened. I expressed my disappointment, frustration, and overall dissatisfaction. I rated the experience 1 out of a possible 10, and this was generous. 2 hours later, I receive a text that says, "I will follow up with you." There was no follow-up and no effort to make it right. I can honestly say it was the very worst hotel stay ever. I am still glad that I had a chance to spend time with my close friend and her daughter. We vented for a little while and then focused on having a blast together. It was definitely a lesson in focusing on what's most important to you. There's that saying, don't let anyone steal your joy. We weren't about to let that happen. We focused on our time together, and this meant there was joy in the midst of all the crazy things that were out of our control. I love that we were able to do that for ourselves, because being moved to 3 different rooms in one night was a record for me. For the record, all 3 rooms looked the same. They were dated, drab, and dysfunctional in some way. And I forgot to mention the leaking toilet in the first room and the slow-draining sink in the third room. All of this speaks to a lack of attention and care for the property. The responses from the manager and those at the front desk were so nonchalant, and I realized this was their normal, broken bed frames and all. Oh yes, one more thing. We never made it to their pool. Guess what? We were told the pool wasn't even open. It was May 24th in Georgia, and they had the nerve to say the pool wouldn't be open until the 27th. What in the world? And if you ever visit the hotel, do not be fooled by the lobby. It looks all artsy and cool. The common areas like the lobby and bar area are updated. I guess that's something, but it's not enough to stay in those rooms. Those rooms are trash. One problematic room can happen. Okay, yes, it can happen in a hotel. 3 means it's not isolated. It's a pattern. If you visit Midtown Atlanta, you can do better at other hotels in the area. At least you'll have soap, a working shower, and a bed you can sleep in without fear of it breaking. Let's wrap up with questions and answers. Well, I've got one question from a listener this month. So let's jump right into it. I'm having trouble meeting my daily laughter goal. I need a pep talk. What words of inspiration can you share? Okay, a pep talk. I can do that. Here we go. I know it seems hard right now. Don't stop trying to improve. Keep moving forward. You've got this. Did it work? Did that work? I don't know that I'm so great at giving a pep talk. What I can share are a couple of important reminders. You are not alone. I've been there. Sometimes I'm on track to meet my daily laughter goal, and sometimes I'm not. I get better over time, though. So will you. It's important to set a goal, which is why we have the daily laughter goal. It helps you focus. It helps you measure improvement. And that's the thing. The first reminder is this. It's about improvement along the way. Transformation happens along the way, not necessarily at the destination. So don't be so hard on yourself. As I said, there will be ups and downs. You'll be on track and off track. The second reminder is to embrace self-discovery. You say you're having trouble meeting your daily laughter goal. Take a close look and ask yourself why this is happening. What's going on in your life? Once you have some insight about this, you can identify at least one step to take to change things around. Just one step. You don't have to do a whole bunch. Just one step can make a huge difference. What's one action you can take to laugh more today? After you answer these two questions for yourself, start implementing right away. Move forward from where you are today. That's my short answer. If you want to talk more, reach out. Thank you for listening. You can connect with me at laughterandlibations.com. Leave a comment, ask a question, suggest a topic for a future episode. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening today, and remember to share it with someone you think will find it helpful and enjoyable. Until the next time, find what makes you laugh, and joy will find you.